It's my personal favourite time of the week. It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails and
hair. How will Dave do? Will he need you? Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Oh yes, once a week, myself, Aisling and the ladies of Dublin put Dave through his paces on the girly quiz. We launched this, honestly, like with the guts of a year and a half ago now, because Dave was living with a load of girls and it was on the dating apps, and we just felt this poor lad needs to learn a few things.
He does. Yeah. And learn you have.
I learned well, I think. Yeah.
I'd love to know the stats on how many, like the ratio of wins to losses on the girly quiz. I think it's quite even.
Yeah.
I would have said there'd be a lot more losses.
I think you're better than you think you are, which is why I don't know why you dread this
and
so
I'd
much.
Love to know, you know, if there was ever a situation where there was like a literal girly quiz, say like by, I don't know, survey. They're like, God, lads, Dublin lads know a lot.
Yeah,
from listening to this weekly, you know?
In the average. Dave has to answer three questions correctly in order to win the week. He has two lifelines. One is a Simplify, which is like a 50-50.
One is a phone a female, and it's Rachel standing by this morning, nice ready one, to Rachel. Help you out. Just with the nature of the girly quiz, if there are kids in the car with you this morning, just bear in mind this can go into places that we're not totally sure of. We are talking all things girly from head to toe and inside and out and all the rest.
Yes.
So just bear that in mind and hand on the dial. But as always, I do think we are safe enough this week.
This is my least favourite part of the week, and everyone who knows me, who's friends of me or family, it's their favourite part of
the week. That's how they tune in especially. They love it. There's a huge bump in our listenership at this time. All of your friends.
All right, Dave, question one on the girly quiz this week goes like this. What is Sephora?
Sephora.
Mm-hmm.
Sephora. I think...
Sounds like a really nice first name, actually.
It does sound like a nice name.
I know what Sephora is.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I...
Go for it.
I thought it was a jewellery brand for a second because I don't know why, like, chandeliers are coming into... That's not jewellery, but, like, just, like...
Diamondy
like
things.
Diamond stuff, like, that was coming into my head, but, yeah.
Again, not jewellery.
Yeah.
We
like just like diamonds and stuff like that. But Sephora is not a jewellery or chandelier company. Sephora is...
The two are hand in hand.
A makeup brand.
Okay.
And I know this because my ex was a makeup artist and she loved Sephora. And I think one time she saw a Sephora shop in an airport and she nearly died. She was like...
Sephora, you're saying, is a makeup brand?
Is a makeup brand.
What are you saying, Ash?
I will give it to him.
Oh, what? Will you give it to me?
I would say it's more of a beauty retailer. As in, it's like a booth.
Oh, for God's sake.
They do have their own range. But
of makeup?
Is, yes, but they stock tons of different brands.
Right, but it's called Sephora Makeup.
Well, they have their own range, but the shop, Sephora the shop would be better known than Sephora the makeup brand. I gave it to them. The gals will agree. Most people would know Sephora as a shop stocking lots of different brands.
Yeah, right, okay. Fair.
But they do have their own brand.
Okay, cool.
So we'll give it to them.
Yep. Question right. Two, let's rock.
Skin of my teeth. That's a nice testosterone. Gentlemen.
The skin of my teeth.
Question two on the girly quiz. Name two of the dangers of using dirty makeup brushes.
I.e., hypothetically, I don't, but hypothetically, I wear makeup every day and use my brushes every day.
And I haven't cleaned them.
And we won't talk about the reality of that
or
because
six.
It's a bit embarrassing, or maybe 7 or 8 months.
See, I bring it back, I bring it back to the towel conversation where we had, where it's like, why do you need to wash them? Because the only thing that's ever on them is makeup. Do you know what I mean? And then when you put them, that makeup on your face, the makeup is no longer on the brush.
Well, it is.
There'd be a bit of residue.
Right? Yeah, I suppose. I suppose you would. Like, you'd probably clean your paintbrushes as well, I suppose. What would be bad about it, though? Like, you might get a rash, and you might... I don't know. You might have blotchy skin. I don't know. I'm going to have to call Rachel on this, because I genuinely have no idea what the downsides would be, apart from you might get a sore face.
Yeah, I think we should definitely call Rachel. On this.
Morning, Rachel.
Pet. Before we get into it, how often do you wash your makeup brushes? Be honest.
I would say maybe every 2 months.
Two months?
Okay,
I thought you were going to say 2 weeks, and I was like, lying.
All right, Rachel, I have 30 seconds on the clock. What's two bad things that could happen if you don't wash your makeup brushes?
So I would say you're right with the first one. Your skin can get irritated. It can, like, get into your pores.
Irritated skin.
And
perfect.
I would also say if you're using them on your eyes, you can get, like, an eye infection.
Oh,
you could
pink
get
eye.
Conjunctivitis.
And not from the eyeshadow, what? Sorry.
I don't even know what you're alluding
to. Like pink eyeshadow.
Pink eyeshadow. Pink eye.
Oh, he tried to make a girly joke.
I really did, and it did not land at all. For sake. All right, irritated skin and pink eye.
Ash, I think we're going to have to get
absolutely
it
right.
Yes, nice one, Rachel.
Well done, Rachel.
Now, I don't mean to cause shock and alarm to the women of Dublin because, let's be honest, we're all really guilty of not looking after our makeup brushes enough. Clogged pores, acne, breakouts, bacterial infections, pink eye, bad makeup applications and rashes. It's not good crack, girls. So
no.
Let's all maybe make a bit of an effort to give them a bit of a clean.
Is that a lesson learned, Rachel?
I thought I was doing quite well, but apparently not.
Yeah, you also look this up. Some places say you should be washing them like every like week to 10 days. I said, come on.
Nah,
as if, who has the time for
ridiculous.
That?
Ridiculous.
Rachel, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I am still in the game.
Thanks, hon. Talk to you later. Have a great day. All right, we bounce.
All right, Dave. 2 for 2.
Not bad.
Question 3 on the girly quiz this week.
With a simplify left.
What is perimenopause?
Oh, that is, it's the oldest member of Little Mix.
The oldest member of Little Mix. That's very well done.
Perimenopause.
And do you know what, Dave? Actually, that was very good.
Thank you.
You redeemed yourself from the pink eye joke.
Another girly joke, and that one landed.
Perimenopause.
Yeah.
I have another joke for you. It's when you get menopause and Nando's.
When I hit you at the count.
Perimenopause. Right, so peri chicken is like something with a little bit of sauce on it and it's a little bit spicy. So is it when menopause is like specifically really sore? And it's like
oh, it's spicy at the moment.
Yeah, it's peri... Oh, that's peri... No, that's stupid. I know that's stupid, but I'm just thinking out loud. Yeah. Perimenopause.
Continue to do so, please.
I don't understand because I didn't think there was different types of menopause. Like, it's not like a car. Do you know what I mean? It's the one thing. It's like...
You wouldn't have a jade thermometer.
Different brands.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, exactly. It's not like being on your period or something. It's just you're either in menopause or you're not. You're not in. Oh, what are you? Oh, I'm perimenopause. Do you know what I mean?
That's your opinion.
Tom wants it.
All right. What
have
are you
I done
do?
Something to you? I'm gonna have to simplify it.
All right. We're entering simplify mode.
Go, Ash.
Dave, what is perimenopause? Is it A? No, I'm actually gonna do a real one. Early onset menopause. I had got menopause, but peri-peri chicken style, but you already said it, so I got rid of that.
Uh-huh.
Or is it B, the time leading up to menopause, around the time of your last menstruation?
So, sorry, say those two options again.
Is it early onset menopause or the time leading up to menopause?
As in, is it if you get menopause, like say, as a 25-year-old and it's way too early, or is B being the time leading up to menopause around the time of your last menstruation?
I'm going to say A, that it's the when you get early menopause.
As in, if a young lady
like
got one,
25
got
or something like that, right. And that's off. So that is, I don't know why it would be called peri, but it sounds a little bit like early. So let's go, perimenopause is for when you get menopause at a younger age. Eyes shut and my hands are over my eyes.
No! I feel sorry. He was so nice as well with the whole like, that's awful.
I know. I had the peri-peri joke as an A and B there, but I changed it at the last minute because you'd already made the joke.
And I always tell you, I hate...
And you don't like the easy simplifies.
I hate the easy simplifies. So, I hate them.
The easy simplify would have got you a win today, pal.
Yeah.
That's
raging. So perimenopause is like the lead up to menopause.
Yeah,
when you're kind of...
entering menopause.
The last time you...
Why is it called perimenopause?
For a while.
Don't know.
No.
No, not a clue.
And would that be a standard term that you'd say? You'd be like, I'm in perimenopause.
Yes. Yeah.
The start of the...
So stupid. Just say, I'm about to get menopause.
Yeah, but that's medicine, man. It is stupid.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Well, listen, 2 out of 3 ain't bad, Maneer. The Girly Quiz back on the show next Thursday.
It's the Girly Quiz. Makeup, nails and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies. Let's get quizzy.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.